I care a lot about this podcast.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people just like haphazardly have podcasts. Like, I feel like that's like a decision you make.
Yeah.
And you like get into.
Yeah, I was really high. I was really high one night and I just pulled the trigger.
That's the classic story.
Yep. I did it into like the computer microphone. Mm, like, I just opened my laptop and Anchor. I was like, what? Absolutely, just like no platform to speak on whatsoever. I didn't even have a master's degree yet. I was just like, what's up?
Like, so you felt like you needed your master's in communication to podcast?
I mean, I feel like people, like, I don't know. I didn't really know if I was going to do stand-up yet, so I thought, all right, maybe this could be like a Jordan B. Peterson thing aimed at higher education.
Yeah, that's a concept for sure. I feel like that
Lex
hasn't
Friedman.
Really come to life.
Have you seen him?
Who?
Lex Friedman?
No.
Okay. I think you would like him. He's like a Russian-American MIT computer scientist, PhD person.
What's he talk about?
He has like comedians on, has like Mark Zuckerberg on.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
People like that.
So he's like... It's like a Rogan type where he's kind of just a podcaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's a researcher too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like if you go to MIT, that's just like it doesn't matter what you went for, like you just are a researcher afterwards.
Yeah. Like even if you don't have a job, you're just still doing reading academic
freelance
articles
for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people like that at UC that are like, yeah, I don't have a job right now, but I'm working on this project.
Well,
absolutely satisfied. I'm glad that I kept going to school for a little bit, but yeah, I don't think I was meant for like a college mindset. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I gotta have like, I don't know, just like some sustainability in my life.
Yeah.
Wow, that was bad.
You got there. That's all that matters.
Allison Stapp, you're another Cincinnati stand-up comedian. When did you start? When did you start doing stand-up?
Well, the first time I did stand-up was in, like, August of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living in Chicago at the time. Like, it was just kind of something I, like, always wanted to do. So I, like, just, I did it, like, super, like, casually. Like, I was in grad school, too, so I just, like, didn't really have a lot of time to give to it. But then when the pandemic hit, I didn't do it at all. And then I didn't start doing it until I moved back to Cincinnati, waited, like, a year. Didn't even really have intentions of doing it again, but then ended up doing an open mic in, I think, like, May of last year or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you lived here and then moved to Chicago?
Yeah, I grew up here. I grew up in Florence.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, I started technically like the first time in Chicago.
Okay.
And then didn't come back until I moved.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you went to Illinois, right? Like the University
of
Champaign?
Yeah, UIC.
Okay. Oh, UIC?
Mm-hmm.
The Flames?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
I actually... did not know what the mascot. Like, I feel like grad school, like, removes you from your university completely. Like, I knew nothing about student life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you had a similar experience.
Yeah. Well, my second year, I was, I had some buddies. They were actually at Go Bananas for the contest. Were you there on Tuesday?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I know.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I know, my vote could have done it.
Yeah. their names are Nick Arlingus and Sam Dotson. And they've been on this before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I met them through Discord, and they're a year younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah, they were still... Nick is just graduated in computer science, and Sam is still working on his degree.
Cool.
So, like, yeah, they were still in undergrad and, like, into football. So we went to some games. Probably went to some parties I shouldn't have been at, you know, like, as a grad student.
Yeah,
but,
that's always weird.
Yeah. yeah, just, like, being, like, a 23, 24-year-old in college is definitely weird.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was the youngest by far in my grad program. Like, mm-hmm. everyone was, like, I was, like, 22 when I started, and then, but everyone, all my friends were, like, in their 30s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people, like, went back to school.
Okay.
To get the degree.
Gotcha.
And so
that was like most of the program were like older people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like people with like husbands and wives and kids and shit. Like.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That there were like two or three people in my program like that, but most of the students had either just graduated or like graduated mm-hmm. a year or two previous.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I don't know. I see the benefit of both, like, waiting versus just, like, going straight in.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, took a semester off in between undergrad and grad school, but that's just, like, I graduated in an off semester, like, a December semester, so, mm-hmm. like, they're not going to start the program.
What's
like,
your degree in?
My undergrad degree is in environmental health sciences.
Okay.
And then my graduate degree
is
that
what the program was called?
Yeah.
Okay.
The second one, though, I have a master's in epidemiology.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what the program was called, epidemiology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably, like, mostly research-based, right?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of research, a lot of, like, a lot of coding, and a lot of, like, biostatistics. Yeah. I don't know. I'm, like, grad school really fucked me up when it came to, like, reading scientific literature, because mm-hmm. I feel like I just got away with not having to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, very dyslexic, and so, like, having to, like, read through all of that just, like, really fucked me up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just not something I was used to. But, yeah, it was very, very research-based.
I feel like I'm sitting at an awkward angle. Like turning my head. I'm turning my head like an owl to ask you questions. Yes, this is. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. What I was thinking about that is there were probably like more like younger adults, like people in their 20s in my program because communications it is like research oriented, but there's also like a pretty big practicum aspect of it. Like, yeah, I would say most of my cohorts went to grad school because like either they wanted to keep like going on to get a PhD or they didn't know what they wanted to do yet.
Yeah.
That's why I went to grad school. Like I got a pretty good GPA in undergrad. I got a scholarship. Yeah.
That's what a lot of people don't really realize about grad school is, like, a lot of times you can find a way to get your tuition waived. Like,
yeah.
If you've shown you're a good student before.
And I wanted to move, too. I don't want to live in Indiana anymore.
Yeah. That's kind of where I was at, too, is because I was either going to go to UC or UIC
mm-hmm.
for my grad program, but, like, I was basically getting, like, the same deal at both, so I'm like, well, I'm just going to move.
Yeah.
For sure.
Did you get an assistantship?
I had a traineeship.
Okay.
Which is,
can I explain that real quick?
Yeah, sure.
So, like, when you go to grad school, you usually, most of the time, unless, like, you're just an average student, you'll get, like, a lot of funding from the school if you apply for something called a traineeship, an assistantship. Or it could be just, like, any other campus job. So I taught public speaking, and that, like, covered the rest. Besides, like, my graduate scholarship, it, like, covered the rest of my tuition.
Yeah.
And I got a stipend that, like, helped me, like, live.
Yeah, that's
in
how
the
mine
city.
Was, too. Like, I didn't have to have a job, which
nice.
Was, like, a huge perk.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what did you do in your traineeship?
A lot of it was, like, shadowing people in the fields that like you could potentially go into.
Okay.
So like my concentration was in environmental and occupational epidemiology. So it was kind of like it was kind of studying like long-term health effects of like things in like your lifestyle or in your workplace, or like genetics. And so like they would kind of pair you up with different people in the field, and then you would kind of like take certain hours to go out and just kind of watch whatever they're doing, or
mm-hmm.
tour their facilities, what have you. But in terms of like what we actually had to do to keep the traineeship, it was pretty much like you just had to like really good grades.
Yeah.
So
what was like the minimum GPA that you had to have?
You had to have a 3. So like
that was
to,
what
like,
mine was.
Yeah.
I think.
Like you could only get A's or B's to like pass a course.
Mm-hmm. Did you take a lot of tests?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not nice. That's just like, it's interesting because most liberal arts graduate programs, it's like you're only graded on research.
Yeah.
Like,
I
didn't
sense.
Take any tests in grad school except like for quantitative research. That's so I took like a qualitative theory class, which was just like studying people like Kenneth Burke and persuasive rhetoric in the form of spoken word, but then in quantitative methods we learned about like how numbers and like percentages really make an impact when you're communicating those things to groups of people.
We kind of had a similar thing, but it was kind of like split, like because I got a like it was the program I was doing was a master's of science, and so it was very much quantitative research, but you could get a master's in public health, which was
mm-hmm.
much more like qualitative. But yeah, it is crazy how like the research really differs.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like they obviously also to get like a good pool of research, like you need both,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I kind of enjoyed the qualitative more, but yeah, I just ended up doing the quantitative more because
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's how you got the traineeship, is you had to do the MS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how educational this podcast is?
I know. Yeah. I'm like, it's kind of niche.
Yeah.
Like, well, more or less. Not really. A lot of people go to grad school, but
I'm gonna
it's
run
like
out
boring.
Of, I'm gonna run out of steam in a couple of minutes.
This, yeah.
I'm gonna be like, oranges might be better than you for you than apples. I don't know.
Yeah, writing out a survey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been a scientist or like someone that's good at math.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought I could be like an architect because geometry kind of came easy to me. But then I took calculus and I was like, I cannot predict anything.
Sure.
And that's like all calculus is figuring out like what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Did you take AP calculus in high school?
No, I didn't. I just took AP Chem and AP English.
Okay.
Those are the only two. But yeah, I'm honestly not like naturally like mathematically inclined.
Yeah.
Like it definitely like took a lot of work to
mm-hmm.
be able to pass those classes.
Yeah, I wasn't that good at algebra. I had to be, I had to like bust my ass to get a B the first time I took algebra.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Did you go to a public high school
mm-hmm.
in school system? Cool.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I feel like it's kind of what you make of it.
Yeah.
Like, and like the school systems were like fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I if I have kids, I don't know what I would do yet.
Yeah.
I'd be fine sending them to a public school, especially if it was, like, a good school system and there's, like, good sports programs. I don't know. Maybe we won't even have sports programs in 20 to 30 years because Russia will be attacking us in China.
Yeah, and I guess
at the same
with climate change.
And climate change.
It's going to be too hot to do anything.
Yeah. World War III, the United States versus climate change and China. China
it's a
and
new
climate.
Olympic sport.
Yeah, China and climate change are on the same side.
Yeah.
They both don't care.
Sometimes, like, I don't know. Sometimes I do think, though, like, it's, like, I mean, obviously this is, like, not an actual suggestion, but, like, I feel like at some point I'm just going to have to move north.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's, like, really going to be that bad, it's like, okay, I'll just, like, move to Chicago again.
Yeah.
Like,
Canada.
Move to Canada. Like.
It'd be hard to do stand-up in Canada, though.
Not if everyone's moving there. Not if America becomes uninhabitable.
Yeah. That'd be so funny. Wow.
Yeah.
What a turn of events.
I think Toronto has a good scene.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Theo Vaughn did, like, his biggest show in Alberta.
Really?
Last month. Yeah, it was an outside show. I think that's what the city was.
Was
It was, it was, like, 40,000 people.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, I feel like there's, like, no way to prepare for that. Because I feel like the feedback you would get would, like, feel so much different from, like, a huge audience versus, like, hearing, like, a roar opposed to, like, kind of individual laughs, I think is, like, would be really strange. And I feel like it'd be delayed.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you do have to wait longer in between jokes. We should ask Blake. We should bother Blake about it. Hey.
Yeah. Ask about the
Because that's what Blake Hammond likes when stand-up comedians ask him questions.
Yeah, Blake and I had a show together in Columbus, and I was just, like, feeling very, like, inquisitive, like, on the way there, just, like, asking so many questions. I don't think he cared. But,
oh,
like,
if you ask him, like, good questions, he doesn't care, but, I think it's just, like, I feel like people just, like, you can tell, like, when he's bothered.
Yeah.
When people are just, like, like, how do you think I'm doing? I don't know. Let's not get into that. What are you on? What was like the biggest thing that you've been on lately? Like, what's like the best show that you think you've had recently?
Let's see, best show I've had recently. Probably the last time I hosted at Commonwealth was good. It was Shanda Sung. She's from Bloomington. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just good. Like, everyone was ready to laugh. Everyone had great sets, so it was good. And I was hosting.
Yeah.
So, which I mean, I don't know, I think it's like a little extra satisfying because like hosting has been what I've been trying to work on lately.
Yeah,
like honing in on that skill specifically.
I like hosting the open mic at the Upside.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You do a good job.
Thank you.
I mean, the one time I went, you were there, and I'm going to go later today. But yeah, you did a good job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's cool because, like, even if I'm in, like, kind of like a shitty mood, it forces me to be like, what's up, everybody? How's it going?
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, in a better mood after it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me once, like, before a Commonwealth, like, the Comedy Lab open mic. Like, I was having, like, a really tough day, and I just, like, texted Sean, and I was just like, I, like, need you to go first. Like, I don't know if I can keep it together. Like, I think that I can. But, like, as soon as I got on stage, it was, like, fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I feel like just the pressure of being on stage, like, beforehand does kind of, like, whip you into shape.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. Even though,
I mean, it feels uncomfy in the moment, especially, excuse me, I think so far it's still kind of like fucking me up a little bit. Like, I watched the contest on Tuesday and I was, I could tell I was a little nervous, like, compared to other, and then I like watched like other sets that I've had at Go Bananas, and like, I think I probably like got through most of my like best written jokes so far, but like on Tuesday, but I've had like better energy at Go Bananas in terms of smiling and being chatty with the audience.
Being
witty. I like wasn't witty at all on Tuesday. I was just like, what's up, everybody? You guys are great, keep it going. And
that's good energy.
It's a contest too, so it's different.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah,
with that, you're just rattling them off.
Yeah.
I'm really having trouble saying things today.
You're doing, I'm understanding everything, so you're doing a great job. the communication degree is really coming in handy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's so funny is, like, they gave us the keys to public speak, like, teaching public speaking, but we
the
were
keys?
Not the, it was a metaphor. I don't
oh,
know. It's a
okay.
fucking stupid metaphor. We got the, they let the grad students teach public speaking, but, like,
okay.
I mean, we were all, like, capable of it, but it was all kind of based off of written applications and work.
Yeah.
They didn't really know what we, based on, like, a few meetings, like, what we were like in person.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, that's easily the greatest responsibility that I've been given
yeah.
so far. Jeez.
Teaching is a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, because, yeah, I mean, obviously, like, the students are, like, putting a lot of weight into, like, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's just something you just, like, kind of throw out there, it's like, oh, that is, like,
yeah.
taken as fact.
I think I only canceled, like, 3 classes in the 2 years I was there.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Like, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides, like, holidays. Because we'd,
yeah.
like, in the spring, there'd always be, like, a Good Friday.
Yeah.
Or something, and only, like, 3 people would be there. So I would just, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. Pretty flexible. Like,
mm-hmm.
pretty, and, like, the curriculum was, like, already laid out for
yeah,
me. They
yeah.
gave me a textbook. I just, like, had to read that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, make PowerPoints for each
yeah.
chapter. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to do, like, I used to work at my school's, like, writing center. Like, with writing, like, tutoring, or, like, proofreading, or, like, APA format, MLA
mm-hmm.
format, whatever. And that was, like, a super fun job, but it did feel weird when, like, you would give feedback, and then they would, like, go work on it and come back, and it's like, oh, I did a bad job explaining what I meant, because, like, this is not what I meant.
Yeah.
Like, when I, like, yeah, when it feels like you fucked up in terms of, like, teaching someone something, it's like, okay, yeah, I see why you thought I meant this, but, yeah, just, like, the way you
yeah.
phrase things, and, like, syntax matters so much too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's cool though that they let you teach.
Yeah. Pretty unbelievable, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty unbelievable, Sam.
That's what everybody says whenever I bring it up during a stand up set. They're like, could you believe this fucking guy taught a college class? It happened. It's probably not gonna happen again. But
you're not going to get your PhD.
If push comes to shove, maybe. I don't even know what that means.
I don't think you would be in a dire situation where you would need to get a PhD.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's why some people get them. It's like, hey, I'm a doctor.
Yeah. Also, school is a way to, like, chill, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it's a way to, like, not really have to, like, participate in, like, society a little bit.
Do you know Giles Chickering is a doctor?
I did.
PhD in
yeah.
environmental science, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We have similar backgrounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned that a few weeks ago. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I saw him go up at the Pro-Am last week,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Nice.
Pretty great.
Yeah, I've been enjoying seeing him out again. It's been cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's I wish more people like my age would come, but it's whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I just wish Mo would do stand up again.
Yeah, I think she is.
And like
she's
Andrew Pannell.
Oh yeah, yeah,
him
yeah.
In a
he's
minute.
Funny. Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen him either. I know that he has that new sketch thing that he's doing with Max Faust.
I have seen that.
Yeah, those are pretty good. But...
And the other guy, I forget what his name is. He works at Amazon though. The little black guy with dreads.
I don't think I've seen him.
He's been at Growler House. Dang, what's his name? Sorry, man. If you hear this,
yeah.
I'm sorry. But he works at Amazon. I saw him when I was, like, delivering packages at Amazon. I was like, you coming to me for open mics? And he was like, oh, shit. Because it's, like, such a big place. It was...
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
It's a weird job.
Wait, you saw each other delivering things together?
We, like, It's such a weird job, Allison.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe Stephen Bear is still doing it.
Yeah, but I guess you do what you gotta do.
You go to it's good pay. It's like $20 an hour. If you're full time, you can get a bunch of benefits.
Yeah.
But you go to the station at like 10 a.m. and it's like 500 drivers. And you're all pulling, maybe not that many, but it's a lot. It like fills up the station. If you get there late, you're in the very back.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, you pull up and go get like all fucking 200 or 300 of your packages, put them in the van. So like everybody's...
It's like a train, basically, of like people coming through.
Yeah, people
going
like in and out into, it's pretty chaotic.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, do you have to have a special license to do that? Or is it's just like a van? I assume you don't have to have like a CDL or anything.
Yeah, so it's like a Dodge van or like one of those Penske rental trucks.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them around.
And you do 2 weeks of training at that station. And you do like a driving test.
I don't think I would do well with that.
It was tough.
Yeah.
I hit some cones.
Did you have to retake it?
No.
They let it slide.
They let it slide. Dude, I fucked someone's mailbox up on my first day driving. Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
Did you report it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't home either, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
didn't
good.
Get yelled at by anybody.
Yeah.
The other guy that was like supervising me was like, don't even worry about it, man. This happens.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens a lot, actually. Because,
I don't know if Steven, I don't think Steven said anything yet, so that's cool. I know he did tell me his driving score got, like, it, like, went down or something because he was, like, driving too fast. Yeah. Because it could,
like, monitor
it. Yeah, you have, like, two phones with you.
Yeah.
That monitor how,
No, I mean, do they want two-day delivery or not?
Like, yeah,
that's my question.
Right.
Yeah, I always feel bad. I mean, I'm sure it's just, like, scheduling, but I do always feel bad when I see, like, an Amazon driver delivering packages, like, at sundown. Like, when it's dark, I'm just, like, I don't know if this was, like, scheduled for you to work like this or if, like, you just didn't happen to, like, deliver everything you needed to in the time frame you had.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know anything about that, but...
There's you have until like 10 p.m. I think.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's 10 p.m. But yeah, I think most people just say fuck it they quit if they're out that late.
Like they quit on the spot.
Dude, I didn't quit, but on my last day, I had like so many packages and it would have taken me until like 8 or 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And I had to work at Go Bananas. And so I just, like, you can get, like, a rescue route. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, you shouldn't do this for, like, stuff like this. And I was like, all right. And then the next day I was like, yeah, I just don't think I'm going to come back next week.
That's so I feel like, work culture has become so casual in that way lately. Like, it feels, like, way less formal to quit your job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it depends on the field, but
yeah, that's that. And, I mean, I guess I've quit every job now that I think about it.
Yeah. That's another thing.
That was probably like the quickest I've quit a job though.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm not going to come back.
Yeah.
I did kind of feel bad about that.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think
it really happens all the time.
Yeah. I don't think they really cared that much. That's what's weird about places like Amazon stuff.
Yeah, high turnover. Yeah. I mean, I've, like, kept my jobs usually, like, even my high school jobs. I think the shortest time I had a job was, like, 4 months at one place.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, a hostess job that I was doing. And then I got a job at Dippin' Dots that paid 45 cents more. So I decided that was the move instead.
Mm-hmm.
So Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. We were just talking, like, this one's actually, like, pretty intellectual. And now we're talking about my high school job at Dippin' Dots.
How long did you do that for?
I did that one for, like, all of my senior year. And then, like, one winter break when I came home from college.
The sun is gleaming on my face.
Ah, yeah.
Let me sit back a little bit.
Yeah, the sun does come directly in here this time of day. But
was that like your only food industry job?
No, I worked as a hostess at a restaurant as well. But like, yeah, in terms of like actually coming in contact with the food, that's the only food job I've worked.
Nice.
Yeah. It was like kind of fun, honestly. Like you worked by yourself, which was cool. So like I just got to like do homework all day and like...
Would they let you eat the Dippin' Dots?
Yeah, they would. But like, I don't know. You do get
sick
tired
of
them.
Those,
they get,
man,
yeah, yeah.
I bet.
But yeah, you could just like take milk. A little sample like whenever. Yeah. There was this...
I drink milk, but it is excessive.
I mean, yeah, especially when you're like working there like, every day after school. Like.
Yeah.
But yeah. There was,
ice
cream's
awesome.
Yeah, it does.
I don't like just drink milk casually. I like drink it after.
Casually.
I like drink it after I work out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like with protein powder or
just
like
straight up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so I that's very like old school sounding.
Yeah, I mean
I feel like you also like drink raw eggs if you do that.
No, I don't like eggs that much.
Oh, really?
Like yeah, even cooked, I don't really like them that much. It's a weird texture to me.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of bland unless I have like salt and pepper on them. Just like, what's the point?
I'm kind of in that phase right now where like I actually really like eggs, but I'm like tired of them. But they're so like cheap, so I will just like eat them hard boiled, just like for the utility of them. Like I don't really enjoy them, but it's like I just need protein.
Yeah, I struggle with that. Like getting, especially like with working out, I don't think I get enough grams of protein every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should try to aim for like 150 to 200.
That is like hard. Like that is so much protein.
But I weigh like 155 or 160 pounds.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and I don't know. I've just always wanted to have like a stronger, I fucking talk about it on, I feel like on every fucking episode. Never happens. No, I feel like I've been trying to work on it recently. Just like more push-ups and shit. Yeah. I want like stronger shoulders.
Yeah. I have like no upper body strength.
Yeah, my thighs are so much bigger than like any other part
same.
Of my
and, like,
body.
Like my calves are like genetically just like very muscular.
You do have some muscular calves.
I do. Yeah, I have very muscular calves, muscular legs. I mean, I used to do boxing, and like my membership starts over in October, so hopefully I go back and do that. But that did help with upper body strength.
Yeah,
like shoulder strength for sure. Like my shoulders were kind of like popping out a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like really bony collarbones. So like the tops of my shoulders are just like bumpy.
Yeah. I think that's like normal though.
Yeah. I actually think it's a disability.
Do you?
Yeah.
How so?
I would just like to victimize myself.
Oh, fair. Yeah, we all have those. We all have our own bony shoulders that we, you know.
Yeah.
Deal with on a day-to-day. I'm trying to think what my disability is. Well, I guess dyslexia, that's like an actual disability though.
You're pretty fucking stupid.
For sure. No, I actually I didn't have my dyslexia.
I'm sorry.
No, it's funny. It's fine. I didn't have my dyslexia diagnosed until I was like in college. And so growing up, like my brother, like he told me in adulthood, he was just like, oh, I thought you were just, like, really stupid and couldn't read.
Are you
like,
serious?
Like, when you were, like, a kid, yeah. Because, like, I mean, because I would, like, go do, like, the remedial reading programs.
Yeah.
But, like, I would go through those super quickly because that was just, like, phonics and stuff. And that, like, wasn't my issue. But then I would just go back to class and still just be, like, really slow at reading. So, yeah.
Were you just trying to take it all in? Like the content, because
I
do
guess.
That with reading sometimes.
I mean, it just.
I would
mean,
like speed
like,
read and not, like get through it thoroughly. Like when I was a kid in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would just like, I mean, it would just take me a really long time to read things, like, and yeah, also retaining it was also kind of an issue sometimes. But yeah, it just came down to like. The amount of words I could read per minute were like less than other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it did slow down my learning in like English and reading. But yeah, it wasn't really, it's like not super severe. So it's not something I became aware of until I was an adult.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
I probably have a bunch of issues I don't have any idea about.
Sure.
Can't wait to discover them.
Yeah, I guess you do over time. You do something about it, though.
Guess it's what like, my mom said?
What?
When I was at my friend Tim's wedding last weekend, somebody goes, "Oh, you doing some stand-up comedy, Sam?" I was like, "Yeah, been trying it out." And my mom goes, "Yeah, it's crazy because when he was growing up, I didn't even think he was funny."
That's such a jab.
I just like looked at her.
That's such a jab.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And I've been on a bad streak lately too. It's like, come on, Marla.
It was some confirmation bias you didn't need at the moment. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like people don't really understand how hurtful that can be. Like, or I don't think people understand how like vulnerable doing stand-up comedy makes you.
Yeah, it's whatever. My mom's a sweet lady. She just
says whatever
sometimes.
Sure. I feel like that's such a mom thing to do, is to kind of say whatever.
Yeah.
Like, my mom is, like, pretty careful with her words, but, yeah, sometimes I'm just like, your intention right now is so weird, like, and I can tell.
Yeah.
Just, like, in your tone of voice.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like she'll be saying such passive-aggressive words, but in, like, a, like, the friendliest tone possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange. But,
wow. Yeah. We're just fucking copy, not exact copies, but, you know.
You know.
Genealogical.
When I look
copies.
At you, Sam, it's like looking in the mirror, really.
I wasn't saying us two. I was going to say, like, our parents, but
that's cool.
I
thought you were, like, wrapping up, and, like, that was your way of wrapping up.
Yeah, I was trying to. It was, but that wasn't. I appreciated that. I'm glad that. You see yourself in me.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was just a bit, but, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, we are, like, somewhat similar, though, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm glad you don't think I'm a complete idiot, either. That's nice.
Well, I didn't say that. No, I don't.
I almost knocked that over. Allison, what? Yeah, you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, I do. If you are anywhere near Bloomington, Indiana, I will be there September 15th.
Nice.
At Hobby Wobbles.
I'm there on September 10th. Cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then, September 8th, I'm hosting for Gabby Watts at the Commonwealth Sanctuary, so come out for that. And then September 21st through 23rd, I'll be hosting for Mary Santora at Go Bananas. And that's my first hosting weekend there, so I'm excited.
Oh, really? Hell yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Let's go. Thanks for having a conversation with me.
Of course.
What's your Instagram handle?
Instagram is at Allison Stab.
Nice.
Just my first last name.
Cool.
So it's easy.
Great. And I'll put that in the bio. You have a Facebook too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just Allison Stab on Facebook. Great, 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 great stuff.
Thanks for having me, Sam. This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And it was very educational, too.
That's what I aimed
to do. That was the goal when I came over here. It's always up, guys.